to Daily Talk Show episode 373.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
Mr. 97's having a good day.
Yeah, great day.
You can't see it here, guys, if you're watching on YouTube, but I when I look at the camera lens, I can just see Mr. 97's teeth. Just they're quite white. So if you just like Josh, look at the camera and see his teeth smile. He's got a big smile, big chompers, and you can see him in your peripheral.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. I thought you meant like in the lens.
No, not in the lens. No, just off to the back because Mr. 97's behind the camera. What's happening, guys? You well?
Yeah, had a McMuffin this morning.
Oh, yeah. What? Amazing. So did I, dude.
Yeah.
Did you? I know you got them for us.
Yeah, I actually thought it was a stitch-up.
No, definitely not a stitch-up. You know what? Because we've gotten a bit of a habit here, which is not the greatest of habits, eating bread.
Eating bread's fine.
Yeah, I know. But for me personally, I don't. I love bread so much. I can find a better habit. So I love it though.
Like a Massaman curry.
Anyway, I felt like I just wanted something, you know, in my stomach. In my stomach. I just wanted a little something.
Yeah.
And it came down, the bread was rotten. The bread was,
what do you mean?
You know, it was getting a bit fluffy. You know how it gets a bit of hair. It looks like it's growing hair. You know, it's mold.
Was here?
It's mold, yeah.
So you went to make something here.
Yeah.
Piece of toast.
Yeah. And it was moldy. And so I was like, I really want something. And you messaged me yesterday while I was at a cafe and said, can you just bring me home a latte? And you said, like the Deliveroo. It was an almond flat white. Anyway, so that's why I texted you because I knew you were walking and I said, get us a few. McMuffins, not even Fat Fridays, but that's like the limit. I haven't eaten Macca's this year. It's been pretty good.
Really?
Other than breakfast. So like there's a, other than breakfast.
Sure.
I will eat, that's it. I won't eat the burgers like the, you know, the big meat patties and shit. I don't know. It's just been good.
I've noticed something that the conversation that you always have when you're eating these.
What is it? A conversation.
Do you remember what the conversation, when you were eating as well, we were all eating.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember like the first thing that you like think and say?
Yum. The cheese?
And you're like, how was gym last night for you? Oh. 97. So I feel like maybe deep down there's something. I think maybe subconsciously you feel like you connect the McDonald's thing with gym and all that. Was there a little bit of guilt?
Being a fat fuck.
Yeah, maybe being a little bit guilt.
What conversation do you have with Mason other than chicks, you got any on the go? Usually it's a no. And then it's how's the gym?
Yeah.
Or it's how's your diet? Or it's what was on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
He's a traditional bloke, you know, like that's just what goes on. I'll tell you something else though, Josh. I need to inform you.
I don't like the sound of this.
The Coconut Crew has infiltrated the big media company headquarters.
What do you mean?
I'm in the bathroom and what do I see? Coconut oil. This is a jar just perched up in our bathroom here.
Absolutely not.
So I want to know, firstly, who's this? So Mr. 97, not you.
It's not even me.
3D deal.
It's mine.
Yeah.
I mean, you've recruited. This is a fresh recruit.
You can even tell it's not shtick. He's not even like, I planned it. He's like, yeah.
Well, I did. Look. So if you don't know, it smells great.
You just got it on your microphone.
Oh yeah. It smells great. It smells like I'm about to start cooking some bliss balls recipe by Steph Claire Smith. But did you know that you'd got a new recruit, Mr. 97?
No, I had no idea.
I mean, he's joined the cult.
How often are you using it?
Rarely.
Okay.
Mainly because I can't put it in my hair anymore.
Oh yeah.
I can like scoop it in, but then I go to put it in my hair and it's just a big glob.
Really? So, I mean, we should maybe just. Ideal. I mean,
there's something nice about moisture.
How much do I put in my hair? I'll do it now because I got some long, luscious hair.
Just, I mean,
you
probably
meant to
like,
do it when you're wet, when it's
probably
wet,
like a pea size, maybe a bit less
hard,
than that.
It's rock hard. Is this normal?
It's because it's so cold out.
Is this normal? Like, okay.
The bathroom gets cold too.
Okay, so there you go.
That's a lot.
Oh, it's too much?
Yeah,
it's
a lot. I would do a quarter. I would do a quarter of that.
Okay, quarter of that, like that much?
So Tommy is.
Probably a bit less than that.
Currently got it on his finger.
Okay. All right. He's very fussy. I mean.
And then just like rub it into your hand so it's all
with,
like.
With the amount I'm putting in.
I'm worried about you fucking the headphones.
With the amount you've got going in, you've got like this jar will last you 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I started to use that for cooking. I did some cooking the other day to make lunches for everybody.
Okay. So I'm about to. So it's my hands just look Oily. Oily. Mm. And so now I just, what do I do? Just
put it in, do you put it from the front?
Like that?
I've heard of, you sort of go backwards.
Mate, we're not trying to get volume through the back. We're not.
Well, I just worry that you start to look a bit sort of
like used. I am just going to look like a greasy car salesman.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know once when I got, the last car that I bought was our Hyundai. Went to a range of car sales places to it is one of the worst experiences ever looking for a car.
I let Bree was more passionate about the whole thing than I was.
I mean, you let her take charge in most things.
Yeah, and so she did that. But the thing was, it ended up, it was a classified. Well, do you remember what happened?
Oh, they fucked up.
Well, they sold us a car. They said that it was like a 2015 i30 and it turns out it was a 2014 i30. Mm. But the one that, because there's a difference between when it comes in to Australia.
Yeah, anyway, so it's like landed dates and shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyways, it was fucked.
I had like the most fucking, like, it was like a, what's the word? Like the
terrible experience?
No. Like you'd see it in a movie.
Is it archetypal? No, not archetypal.
Stereotypical.
Yeah.
Car salesman.
Archetype.
I was in this room. He writes down the number, how much, slides it across the table.
Just slides it across.
just slid on some coconut oil. I think he was a part of the crew. And I was just like, is this guy fucking for real?
He's like playing a character almost.
It was disgusting. Anyway, anyway, we're now drawing conclusions between car salesman and coconut.
Mm-hmm.
So, three to deal.
Yeah, enjoy that. It was quite loud. Big news social media wise.
Is it though? Is it? I mean, yeah, sure. I'll give you that.
Do you think, for people who aren't playing at home, that's funny though, I guess. I've unretired. What would you call it? It's not even a word. Can you do it?
Come out of retirement.
Come out of retirement. And so I'm back on my Instagram account, at Josh Jansen on Instagram.
How long has this been?
So on earlier in the week, I decided to sort of do a soft launch.
Just internally?
Yes.
Did you tell anyone? No, did you tell Bree?
No, I told Bree because she's like, why are you on your phone?
More than normal.
And it was because I was unarchiving. I had like 2,500 images that I had gone through individually archiving.
I don't think a lot of people know that. Like even Mr. 97 said he's re-uploaded all his photos. And I said, no, he went through and picked out 300 that he liked. So there's an archival process. You can literally just craft your feed to what you want.
So when people say like Instagram is just a highlights reel, mine is the highlights of the highlights. Because I realized the shit that I used to put on, just like so many, just like tacos. Oh,
no, you posted some of the worst shit.
Yeah,
worst. So, but now it looks good. I really appreciate your feed. It's probably a good thing to do if you have a heap of photos.
Yeah,
go through and cull the ones that don't serve anybody.
Yeah, it felt good. So no, but it's good. It's good to be back.
When you say it's good to be back, are you honestly saying that? Like,
yeah.
Because you've been on. So what we're talking about is the retirement from your personal Insta account.
Yes.
Which it's you nice kind of secretly own. Went in, was like peeking through the curtain. Just
very
like,
rarely,
what's
though.
Happening here, guys?
Very rarely. Bree nearly had a heart attack when she saw that I had 18 unread DMs on Josh Jansen.
Yeah.
And so that's the area that the inbox.
Imagine if Bree had a heart attack at that. Imagine Mr. 97 when he was on with the Shameless Girls.
Yeah,
and the DMs he got. Which
how many
you know,
DM, do you know what peak DM amount you got to? How many unread at one time?
Upwards of 20.
And what was your heart rate at? 120.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's interesting though because you forget about all these different people that you have on your personal Instagram.
Anything good come out of you being back on?
No, not really. Gemma Watts trolled me on Instagram.
I mean, you got a bunch of trolls, Mr. 97. What were the trolls that were coming through?
So Gemma sent a message in saying, "Here's an idea. Finish the book, Josh." And
The book.
No, let's not get sidetracked.
Okay.
It's another empty conversation, but we can get to it.
It's not an empty conversation. I actually want to address the book.
Okay, great. We'll go, what else?
Okay, well, we got another one from Sean Parker. WTF, shouldn't you be writing that book and not posting on Instagram?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so you see where they're all connecting. It's it's amazing though. They're just really getting personal there. I mean, come through your personal account. Does it feel more impactful because it's not through the Daily Talk Show and it's actually to Josh Jansen, which we don't have? Like, I was having a conversation with your misso last night through the Daily Talk Show, which you can look and everyone else
can because she said, this is a – put all of this aside. We've got a fucking important meeting we have to have right now in regards to the mail out that we did.
So last time I did the mail out personally. I took the initiative. I wrote the hand wrote each note to the person that got the sticker and I sent them out. There was like, 15 at that point? And I quickly – I just didn't even give a shit about the handwriting. It was with the texture. It wasn't ideal handwriting situation. And I got trolled by Josh.
Yeah.
It's no one gives a shit about your handwriting, mate. No one cares.
No, it's nice to have a little bit of thought. But what we discovered –
the thought isn't necessarily – clean handwriting.
Do you think that maybe there is something, and this is a generalization, and I don't think it's true, but do you think that people with poor handwriting, there is an external perception that they might be stupid?
Doctors, notorious for having poor handwriting.
I think they've got a certain certain aesthetic to it, which is just
my
like-
My dad, he's not dumb.
Squiggly. But the thing is, I feel like there is something- People respect nice handwriting, but then so we divided and conquered.
People like you respect nice handwriting. I could not give a fuck, dude. You do. You're anal about spelling, grammar. Like it's Lynn Jansen, your fault.
But I'm actually not that good at spelling. But maybe it's because I wasn't good when I was a kid. I'm still not good.
Yeah, but that's it. But what I'm saying is not everyone cares. And if someone's receiving a nice little gift. Anyway, what they probably will give a shit about is when you spell their name wrong.
Oh, no.
All right, so
was that a my message?
Wait, let's find out. Let's think. Who do you think it could have been? If we go through the list, can you pull up the list of people that we mailed stuff out to? And I'll say whether we can work out who wrote which one.
Yeah.
And then TJ can, and if the person feels like they may have fucked up, they can jump in.
They can step forward and say,
this was with the hats?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
The squeegee and the hats.
Okay.
Not the squeegee.
Just the hats.
Just the hats. Hats okay. and just, stickers and patches. Okay. Yeah.
Ross?
Did you say Russ?
Ross.
Ross?
Ross?
Okay, Ross.
Russ?
Ross. Okay, Ross. Okay, Ross.
Didn't even know we sent it to a Ross.
Did we send it to a Ross?
Yeah.
What's Ross's?
I remember someone wrote Ross.
Ross. Sorry.
Yeah. Nick, Neil, yes. Josh, Sean, Trev.
Okay.
Now, out of those, can guess Sean.
Yeah, you fucked it.
Who did it? Is that you?
I definitely did that.
Yeah.
And so what the thing was, A-U-N.
No, yeah, you wrote S-H-A-W-N, Sean, and he's an S-H-A-U-N.
Oh, yeah.
And so the thing is that he's so polite, he didn't say anything. But
and he even posted it on Instagram.
I get it from Bree though. Bree's like, I just Bree's like, did you do the stuff? And it's like, yeah.
No, but do you know why? Okay, we need to make it clear. I didn't write that. You didn't write that. But it said from Josh and TJ. Yeah. And because it said Josh first, I assumed you wrote it because I would have written my name first if I was the one responsible for it. And so... with love, we can do with love from Josh and TJ from Mr. 97 because I can't handle taking the blame for this shit.
It's not good. You've got your own problems. You've got your own problems.
I've got many problems.
But even Molly in Queensland pointed out, like, took a photo of the back. Did you see? You wouldn't have seen this.
No.
She sent us a photo of back of the envelope where our PO box was written, and she said. Geez, like baby's handwriting. It was just a post because it was just
horrendous.
So it's like a that handwriting, hashtag big baby, it is pretty, look at that. It almost looks like, like you were using your mouth to sort of,
just got your pen license.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's not ideal writing on those post bags at the post office.
Well, I mean,
they're pretty shit bags.
No, these weren't, this wasn't, you were.
Hang on. Did you put stuff into the bag first and then wrote on it?
Cause with that's, with one of them, I put it in and then I realized I had to write on the bag.
Yeah, it's silly.
But with all the others.
But the, I mean, Mr. 97 is testament to the fact that you can have shit handwriting.
Yes.
And he's done, like, you did well in your exams. I wonder how many marks you lost.
He's a digital baby.
Yeah.
Like, he's been using computers longer than, like, you've probably used computers more in your life, even by the time you were in year seven, than you did a handwritten thing.
Yeah, probably.
But it's still good to appreciate handwriting.
Of course.
Handwriting,
of course, there's
spelling.
A place for it. There's a place for it. Doesn't need to get in the way of your life, though.
What do you think the place for it is?
Journaling. I think there's a place.
Journaling?
Journaling. Just like writing.
No one's going to see your fucking journal.
You know, just like writing a Seth Godin book when you promise that you have done it. Like, that's a place for it, to be honest.
Well, so the Seth Godin, so it's the 20th today.
Yeah. And so you had made the promise that by the 1st of July, the book would be complete, all 300 and something pages.
I think what people don't realize what might get lost is how angry me making these promises makes you. Do you think that's fair?
Not even. No, like, it just becomes a joke. Like, I even
But do you think, but I feel like it's the way
I've stated
that
before. Like, I think I'm someone who I get really, I forgot to send an email yesterday that I'd said that I would have out to them. So I told the person and I just got down on myself because I love saying something and following through with that.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
I mean, I was down
so that's
on
a
it
value
too.
Of me. Yeah. So it's a value that I hold true. Yes. And so I guess when you're in a show environment like this.
Well, you don't know what pressure I have on myself to get it done.
No, I do. That's why I haven't really gone.
Because I'm going to, the book is getting done. So it's the 20th today. It's the first is when it's due.
Yeah.
When it was like 25 pages a day starting today. What are you thinking, Threadadil?
It's, you've said, if I do this many pages starting today, you've said that for like the last 20 days.
Yeah, it's how fucking math works though.
Yeah.
It's fair, isn't it?
But you have to actually start doing it.
I encourage you to keep writing. So you bought a bunch of paper and you were writing on that. And then you got 15 pages in or whatever. And then you said, oh, I'm going to buy a new book. Like, there couldn't be more the epitome of a struggling artist that is finding every obstacle to place in front of them. The pen, the book.
Do you know what's annoying? I guess the annoying bit, to be a bit vulnerable for a second, is that it is way harder than what you think.
Oh, dude.
Because
the
thing is, it's like the easy, I guess the part of it is that it's like, you think it's like going to the gym. Oh, of course. It's only going to take X amount of time.
It's like, there's contact hours.
I even caught myself this morning. Like, it's in my mind. Like I said, something about the word promise or something in my Insta story. And then I just blurted out the end. Oh, I'm the Seth Godin book's coming. I hadn't even like done anything at that point. But
No, I feel it, dude. Like I did take my foot off the pedal.
But I don't want to just be all talk. So if there was if this was a somewhat of an intervention, a personal one.
Yeah.
What would make you guys feel happy?
Two things. Rob from Quadlock gave you a nice troll.
Yeah.
Is he what he wrote to you?
Yeah, but I don't know. I think he was sort of backing me up.
No, well, he said something around.
He said, like, I'm.
So 8 months you were off social media. 8 months got out of your personal Instagram account.
Which was, can I say, I don't see me coming back on Instagram as a fail.
No, I don't either. Yeah. I don't either. Because I don't think anyone has.
Because the idea was that I was like, okay, I think I'm using Instagram way differently now. Plus, I got rid of Twitter. Reset. Like, I don't need Twitter. Facebook, done.
No, this is the thing. like we all joke about you not actually retiring, but it does like drastic action can sort of make change happen. Make change, whether it's 40% change, which is a good thing, right? But Robbie Ward said, for a JJ fad, 8 months is decent. Yeah.
I definitely didn't do keto. For
you're known as a bit of the fad guy, and I don't want you to be known as early the guy adopter. That doesn't. Well, I mean, you could
innovator.
Say these are all positives. I guess there's a bit of a – what I'm saying
experimenter.
Is you talk about you're doing something.
Inventor.
You vocalize what you were going to do. It's the grand gesture, yes, which you've written about.
It's in my blog, the last blog post I did.
I thought you were saying it's in my blood.
All these things annoy the fuck out of me. If you go to my Now page on Josh Jansen.
Yeah.
So the Now page.
Yeah.
The way that it's a 3D deal, do you have a Now page?
I have a Now page on
my
website.
Yeah. So what's the idea behind the Now page?
It's just to show, or not to show, but to articulate to people who happen to come onto your website, like what it is that you're up to in that certain period of time, whether it's you're updating it daily, weekly. Yeah.
So it's meant to be regular. The thing is, it's meant to-
It's the about me, but actively changing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The problem is- that I've my Now page, it says at the top, when did I update my Now page, Mr. 97?
March 6th.
It's June 20.
So it's like 3 months.
3 months.
It's a time to update because I think the bit that annoys me is it says that I'm reading the book Digital Minimalism, I think, in it. And it's.
Yes.
I got that book. I have.
Have you read it?
I skimmed. I've changed, a bit in all seriousness, I've changed the way, like, remember we were. Talking about changing how you read books and all that sort of thing. What did I actually say that I was doing, by the way, out of curiosity?
You're trying to figure out a social media strategy for your podcast, The Daily Talk Show.
Okay. Yeah, I've just managed to handball that.
Meeting after this.
Yeah, perfect.
Podcast.
You're reorienting your goals after moving into a new apartment.
Mm-hmm.
No long commute, regular routine around eating, sleeping, reading and writing is a priority.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, so it's good though if I can, this is like if you've got a New Year's resolution right now and you haven't thought about it in a couple of months, dust it off. Definitely. Like, because what's the other option is being like, I fucked up. I said I was going to do it. I didn't do it. But surely there's got to be a redemption. Maybe this is the month for redemption for me. If I was to do the Seth Godin book, I can't do too much at once. That's the other thing. Because it's like, I don't have capacity to read every day and do this Seth Godin book. I guess we can see it as reading and writing for the next 10 days.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, we've got quite a bit happening for the next 10 days. This is where I get it. Like, there's goals, then there's the logic of the situation, there's life, there's everything in between. Yeah. And so I feel for you. Like, I think that's as much as people fucking give you shit and they troll you. We also show up every single day and do this. So,
but this is that's my only defense, really, isn't it? Like, I'm lucky that I have the podcast. Because if I didn't have the podcast, I'd be a bit of a.
There'd just be less people caring about.
Well, it's not less caring, but I wouldn't have the consistent thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're a man who lives a life of shtick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what ends up becoming shtick, like I said on this podcast before. This could be the thing that actually just never gets done, but we talk about for 10 years, which is quite funny by the end of the 10 years.
No, I don't know if it would be.
It's funny for us because this is the biggest joke.
BK, like people are coming in.
I know.
BK said to me that if I could get it done by the 25th, which he knows.
Five days?
Yeah. He said he would donate $1,000.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite good.
Yeah, but it's just like physically that becomes hard.
I mean, that's Tesla deposit.
Exactly. I think part of the thing with all of this stuff, if you were to deconstruct this into normal like lives, like what everyone else is dealing with, it's like what I'm telling myself in my head is it's like I need I need a desk at home. I don't have like a nice desk.
This is a nice little nook.
But I don't have a desk to sit at.
Isn't there like a little
there
desk?
Is that little
there's
nook
a thing. There's a thing that's built as a desk. You just put a chair in it.
Well, my point is that they're all excuses.
Yeah.
So.
And so what's the learning? Are you, like other so, than I don't want to – we don't need to talk so we about need if to you're going to do it or not because we don't talk about the promise of the delivery date because we've talked about that a lot. It's more about
– But the funny thing is it's weird because I want to lean into the delivery date as a way of motivating me.
But you've done it.
July 1.
But you've done it since January or Feb, whenever we decided, which is why.
Was it that long ago? And that's what annoys me as well. Did I really commit?
Oh, no, it was last year.
November last year.
Oh my God, it's been six months.
November 6th last year.
Oh, gee.
But November, it was going to be New Year's Eve. That was the whole thing. Yeah. But anyway.
How's your support at home?
Yeah.
What's Bree like? Like, what is Bree like around this? Is she getting to a point where she's getting embarrassed, or she's like,
well, she doesn't even completely understand. She's like, oh, haven't you got a book? Are you doing that book still? is that still happening?
Oh, fronting up and telling people your goals. I remember telling somebody, a good friend of mine, still close friends for this day, but I felt really kind of hurt by it. I was like to him, it was like, it's probably 18, 19. I was like, mate, I think I want to be a TV presenter. And I'd really thought about it. I was like, yeah, I got to do this. Like, it's me moving into this new career, new space.
What did he say?
He's like, oh, yeah. And then he's like, oh. And I had quite bad skin at that time. Like, I had really bad skin growing up, and it sort of flared back up when I was 18, 19,
when did
20.
You go on Riker's Home?
Yeah, 16. And I was really? One of the few cases where it came back. So a lot of people take Riker's Home and it fucks their face up for a while. Mm-hmm. Makes their skin go worse, but then it goes completely. Mm-hmm. My brother's went. Yours went?
Yeah, mine went.
Yeah, yours went.
Although I've got this fucking scalp thing that's not fucking...
That's a different case, but mine came back. And so I remember he said something about, oh, you probably have to get your skin right before you do that.
Oh.
But I was just like, that is... He didn't know that was such a sensitive place mm-hmm. for me, you know? And yeah, you just have so much wrapped up in your identity around your face. Most people do for their whole entire existence.
I guess part of it too is how much of the motivation that we have or the ways that we commit to doing things is wrapped up in actual negative talk rather than positive talk.
Negative talk within yourself.
Well, yeah, like, as in it's like for me, the stuff around the gym or being healthy is all around like, you don't want to get fucking where you were before. Like it's that type of talk. And so I guess it's like, I wonder how many people use the negative stuff as the driving force and whether that's good long-term. I'm trying to balance the two. I'm trying to be like
we want to move away from pain. And so pain can be, you know, being fat as a young kid can be a cause of a lot of pain emotionally, mentally.
Well,
physically.
It feels like that's the answer too, I feel. I think that when I lost the weight, there was the thing that like, I've got my shit together, which is not which is a superficial way because you can lose weight a fucking million different ways why people have eating disorders.
And so there's the pain not great enough yet for you?
Well, no, the book, no, I think it's... I don't know if it's effective.
Yeah,
I don't know if the pain stuff is actually like whether it works. Maybe it works for some people.
Yeah.
But for me, there's more motivation in and momentum in like with the show because it's like, it's exciting. It's positive. We're not where we want to be, but we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Like if I think about that talk versus the fear of if I don't do this, what's going to happen? You know what I mean?
At what point? Do we give up in life though? At what point do we say, I'm not doing this anymore? You know what? I'm putting my hand up. I fucked up. I emailed Seth Godin. I said to him, dude, this is what I'm doing. Charity. And he said, oh, that will be great. Look forward to seeing it. And at what point, like.
Well, I think it's an easy one to do.
But is it?
Because, it is. It's only like 3 hours a day for the next 10 days.
So much time. I personally would rather you spend 3 hours on the show, on this show, on the development.
I know that you're
show.
Trying to keep giving me out.
I'm giving you out because I don't really care that much. I mean, sure, will I use it as ammunition in the future for things?
But what if promises? I do it? What's the
maybe?
Do you think that you guys will have more respect for me if it's done?
Yeah. And so respect is a value that you...
Yeah, I want respect.
You want respect. I think we all want respect.
I mean, that's why we do shit. That's why, like, That's why I think most people do the things they do in life is because it's like they want respect, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's the core needs of people. Like people want to be loved, want to be respected. Yeah, so there's like the bunch of our core needs. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I think respect is a, I guess it's something that most people want in life.
Mr. 97.
Because it's shit when you don't have, if you don't have respect, then you realize how much you want respect when people fucking disrespect your shit.
Do you have anything at the moment that you speak negatively to yourself about?
Probably in terms of like developing socially. So like I make all this progress and then I speak negatively when something like a bad interaction happens and it just feels like you've gone back to the start.
Yeah.
And I was going to say chicks.
I guess that's all wrapped up in that stuff.
Is it a part of it? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And so like you come off like the back of like two dates or whatever and it's like a high, like you've done so well in that, and then you have an awkward conversation or whatever and it's like, yeah, that sort of stays in your head.
Do you think that what do you think the impact is of having people around you like us also invested in the thing that's...
I think you have to have it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't do it otherwise. Like I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Sure.
So you have to have that to push you.
You need to realize, a bit of prompting.
Yeah, exactly. you need that to realize that you actually can do it.
So. Yeah.
Okay. And so how much for you, this is getting kind of deep, getting vulnerable. Like the stuff when we're talking about, when we're joking about a little bit of prompting and your mum's, you know, you should have spoken to me, mate. and everyone around you because they love you. It's not like this, like you're a fuckwit, you're a loser, you fucked up.
He could easily see it like that.
It's not like that because we do love you, but what's your interpretation of it? Like, what's your interpretation of the shtick, of the fun that we have around happened with you?
No, I get it. I think it's, initially you sort of have to have a sort of thick skin, but you come around to it. Like I don't think it affects me that much. I think it's, you have to look at it in a funny regard for it to be. You to learn from it. So,
what about you, 3D Dill? What do you think negatively about or negative speak?
Like, I know for a fact that I'm hard on myself in terms of like standards. Uh-huh. Like, if I produce a piece of work, I want it to be the best standards that I can physically get it to. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great. And then I bring it to someone else and they're like, yeah, but what if you did this, this, this? So, it's like definitely taking criticism is something that early on I was never good at. Mm-hmm. And I would get, even though it's constructive criticism, I would take it as they were bashing me and my work, not just the work. Because I think one thing people have to realize is it's never personal.
Yeah.
It's the work, just the work can be bad and you can still be good. Mm. It's just because the work isn't bad doesn't mean you're good or you're bad as well.
Yeah.
So understanding and accepting that and being okay with that was hard. But like I've gotten better, but I know it's something I still struggle with.
Mm. Ira Glass has a great bit of audio. It's on Vimeo. They've done like a video to it. But it's talking about like the gap between your style and standards of the work that you want to produce and what you can actually produce.
Mm. Yeah.
So a lot of creators, it's like you know what looks good. Mm. Which makes it more painful when you get into Photoshop and you try to do something and it looks like shit.
Well, I think there's definitely, like we talked about it recently, as I was saying, making videos has got harder because standards are increasing. So I'm like, this isn't what I want it to be, like exactly what you're saying. But then those little, you can form habits around, just get it out there, see the mistake, but even post it. Mm-hmm. So if you have the deadline works for this show, it's why we don't sort of mull over something that we said wrong or if something, you know, like if something wasn't the right color or, you know, there wasn't a grade on something, you know, it's like we can get past that because we're showing up again.
I guess that like to bring it back to the Seth Godin thing, part of the reason it's not done yet, I think, is because the standard or expectation of like it, I want it to be in a single book. I want it to be like nice and neat and all that sort of thing. Mm. And then even BK yesterday was saying, mate, just do every second chapter. no one will even know.
That's a
just,
good point.
I was just like, but I was like, absolutely not. Like I've which I don't know how. The hilarious thing about this whole thing is it's not like I even have to come up with the words.
There's no thinking involved.
Yeah, yeah. I just need to. I think maybe that's what I struggle with. I think I could have written.
Yeah.
I could write a book. I could write a book easier than I could rewrite a book, maybe.
Has it made you rethink how you throw out promises like no tomorrow? And because I think you see these things and this environment is like, yeah, I'm the guy that comes in and throws crazy shit up in the air. Yeah. It's like that, to me, I don't want you to stop.
Yeah.
There's a middle ground at what point. But then there's the potential for playing that you're going to fail at playing. And so is this one of those times?
Yeah, I think that the worst, maybe that's the difference between like the childlike nature that ends up disappearing with people I think that you could making the promises and doing all that sort of stuff to me feels like a level of vulnerability. Mm. Whereas saying, being closed off with all the things that you're doing and all that sort of thing, to me that feels like the easier option, but it won't lead to creativity. So for instance, like if you think about how ridiculous it seemed having 3D deal here, and we think about like, just like, yeah, let's make it happen. Like willing to have that conversation, say, well, yeah, maybe you could. Yeah, fucking Air Canada. If I'd put the filter on it that let's not make promises, I don't know if it would be as interesting or shit might not happen potentially. Do you think or no?
I'm talking more personally. Like we can be out there and think big, blue sky, throw shit out
there. Think but what it's more about promises.
Yeah, it's more personal ones.
Bike is annoying me at the moment.
Yeah, I saw it on the Insta story last night.
Yeah.
I was like, that poor thing's out in the rain. That'd look good in here. Studio bike. We'll just work out where we could put it. Yeah, but maybe it's about the because you don't want to not talk about the things you want to do. Mm-hmm. Because then they're just in your head and you can give yourself any excuse because you can actually watch Netflix and forget about what you were just promising yourself.
Yeah. So but I think the other thing too is maybe we've got enough exciting things going where my procrastination feels like it's productive. Does that make – like so the procrastination like, oh, it's getting our website ready or it's doing this thing. So it's like there's always other things.
There's always something there.
Yeah.
And how do you find time in life for anything?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you prioritize time for something. Yeah.
But I love procrastinating. And so my favorite thing to do is like I think why
but
I
do
like
you love procrastinating? Like do you love what the result of procrastinating is? It's time spent.
Yeah. Well, no, because I think that that's like the – because when I'm procrastinating, I have to ask the question, what is it? If I could work on anything right now, what would I do? And that's what I end up doing. So for me, procrastination is maybe more a misalignment between what I want to prioritize and what I think the world wants me to prioritize.
Maybe you just made the wrong promise.
Mm.
There's a reality of that. I made the wrong promise.
Yeah, maybe.
That was your promise. We didn't force that on you.
Yeah.
So it's like you fucked up in the promise, which I'm cool with.
I mean, the thing is, it's going to feel great. July 1, when the book's done, it's going to feel great. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. But imagine what
for
do you think?
I think it will feel amazing. For us, I don't know.
Really? You think that the-
I reckon I would get more enjoyment- out of eating a piece of 85% chocolate right now that's on the table.
Yes.
Which can't be classed as breakfast because we had the bacon and egg.
Sure. I also had the oat thing again.
Oh, yeah, great.
Orange.
That's good. So that's then good. This is basically your third meal.
I nearly put like a square of 85% on it. And I was like, I'd much prefer to just keep that and have it as a snack later.
Yeah, true. So I would get more enjoyment out of that than the book.
Do you ever find that, have you ever gotten in trouble from a friend where you've gone too far with banter?
Oh, of course. I think it's, yeah.
Has there been a specific moment where you've done something where it's like, you know, like we have a bunch of banter with 97 about the dating stuff and all that
stuff? Yeah, the
banter.
I was at a mate's Bucks party and we were at a restaurant, high-end Chinese restaurant. And we, around the table, we were all having banter about an underworld figure who loved coming to this place. Because there's something about the top-end Chinese restaurants like this one that are old school. Smells, you know, like chlorine. Smells like really clinical, but then there's like fish tanks and then it's like red carpet. It's like, but then there's fucking bogans who have rocked in their V8 attire. And this guy who used to go there used to, he's Carl Williams, he's now dead, but he was one of the big drug kingpins in Melbourne and it was his favorite. He always talked about it. So everyone knew favorite restaurant. He'd be seen there in his velour fucking tracksuits and just real rich drug dealing bogan at that time, and we were laughing so hard about how it was his favorite restaurant because we just, it made so much sense looking around and everything connected, and I just found it so fucking funny in the banter. But our friend who organized it was a bit offended.
Really?
Yeah.
Just hear him in his velour tracksuit running
out.
He's
just offended because it's like, no, I've put in effort for this. And so the banter, which we thought was just all fun, went too far.
Yeah. It's interesting because it feels like
oh, you're saying this banter's gone too far with the promise and Mr. 97. No, you're not.
No, I think it's fine. Well, I think that I'm like, you have to, if you're going to say things, if you're going to put stuff out there, you got to expect. Yeah. It would be annoying if 3D Dill kept saying, I'm going to do this thing. Yeah. Dill, like the thing that I like about Dill is he says he's going to do it and he does it. Yeah. If he didn't, I would get real fucking annoyed.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I fucked up. I made that promise of doing 100 videos last year and I got 20 or something.
We literally, like we're trying 22. To find, we're trying to find a file while you're in a meeting yesterday. Mm. And literally it was in video 17 and the folder was 100 videos.
Look. The thing about
hurt people. it's a bit true though.
Who's saying that?
I don't know. It's
Drake,
a song.
Yeah, Drake. Hurt people. Yeah.
It's not just a song.
I know it's a phrase, but but the promise that I made there got me further than the previous year. So if the promise didn't get fulfilled, but it benefited my life.
You're sounding like me now.
It's for the better. And so that's what I'm saying. I fucking embarrass myself. It's okay to embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
Were you really
embarrassed?
I didn't want to address it at the start. Then I was like, maybe I will. But then I was like, I definitely thought it was probably the nail in the coffin in terms of the big grand gestures, because I've found more success in just fucking showing up to the gym every second day, meditating every day.
Yeah, you've doing found this so many you. Other things.
I've found a cadence in the promises that I've kept that are very close. It was you and I that first started this. It was just our promise to each other, the promise to myself for the other shit. And so I found more success in that stuff and the continuous, the continuous showing up. Leading to success, and then it's what matters. Yeah. What matters to you? Does it matter to you? Like, did it ever matter to you? This is the problem.
Well, does
I'm
the
gonna
destin-
fucking run a marathon. I got no fucks giving from myself.
No fucks giving.
I'm not giving any fucks about running marathons anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to make that promise.
I think I would be more likely to make that promise.
Yeah, I know, mate. Because you're the loose cannon promise guy.
Well, because you also see people doing it. And you're like, I could.
Yeah.
Maybe do it. 3D Dill, you made a promise that on July 1, you're going to make an announcement.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that promise now? I mean,
I feel fine because the promise is going to come out on July 1st.
Okay.
Fuck, it's bigger than it was.
Doubling down,
I'm prepared. It's all set in stone.
Okay, it's all set in stone.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. Wait
for the paperwork. What the fuck are you doing?
Dill was saying to me, we were walking home the other day. He's like, oh, I've got to start taking some photos and start hyping it up with a big countdown.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Where are you doing this countdown?
Put it on the Insta story.
Yeah. So what is
who's Insta story?
We need to know what the
mate. What are you going to release? We don't know. We haven't signed off on your big launch on the Daily Talk show.
Yeah, no one knows.
Can you give us a hint or anything? Or
no. It has
Yeah, go.
It kind of relates to the thumb, I guess, in a weird way.
It was the nurse. What happened with her?
Nothing. I don't know.
It happened.
It was
she's still waiting to get results back.
It has to do with the thumb.
It relates to the thumb.
It relates to the thumb.
Okay. It relates to the thumb.
Is it a lawsuit against us?
No.
And he'll be taking the Seth Godin book.
I don't know. We'll have to wait till July 1st and find out.
Fuck. Because he is one to make promises and keep them.
Yeah.
So, but also being very good. It'll be interesting.
God, you know what I've just realized?
What?
If 3D Deal launches his big surprise on July 1 and you do your book, there's a high chance that his is better than
The best troll.
The prick's written the book.
That's exactly what I thought. If he's written the book.
How funny would that be?
That'd be very upsetting. But other people had said I could even be Airtask, like putting it on Airtask or things like that.
That would cost so much money. You got to pay per hour. So it's like, I'm sure you could find some 20 bucks. That's not coming out of the business.
Because it feels like it's easy. Like when you see a book, it doesn't seem that hard. So I think, anyway, it's a daily talk show. If you listen this far, take a screen grab, put it on your Insta story so we know that you're listening, and maybe email us, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Maybe you've got a promise for us. We're throwing out all the promises.
Yeah.
Would love one. Mm. Tomorrow, the cookie promise.
That was
from Alexandra.
That was not our promise. She promised. I mean, you could say it's a promise when you just say you're going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You can take that as a promise. She said she's going to bring cookies and she's going to have them delivered here. Also, though, someone who has been getting right behind us, the bearded fan.
Yes.
Fen.
Sorry, the bearded fan. Sorry.
Also the fan.
Yeah. The bearded fan.
Yeah.
Who's a fan of the show.
Yeah.
On YouTube, I've just lost that fucking link to the thing.
That's right. On episode 324, which we had Peter Shepherd.
Yeah. Fuck, I love Peter. I heard Amy listening to that. Yeah. I just came in. Like, I'm so blown away how much Amy listens to our show.
Really?
we have this thing where I can't talk. She's like, what happened on the show? I'm like, I don't want to go there. Like, it's hard because it seems so stupid, but I find it really hard to sort of try and dive into my memory to find out what it is because I'm thinking about tomorrow.
Bree thinks I'm so boring at home. She's like, you have all these interesting stories. You use them all up and then you fucking come home and you're boring.
This is where we see how destructive this show is for our relationship because Amy's listening to fucking catch up.
Yeah.
And I just want to catch up with her. But I get what she's meaning because we bring in quite a good version of ourselves.
So what did the
bearded fan listening to? She was listening to that episode. And I was like,
recently.
I just, like yesterday.
Oh,
it's like, cool. I love Pete's voice. I just like.
It's soothing.
He's so soothing. Makes you feel comfy.
Yeah. You know? He's great.
Anyway, so the bearded femme was getting around it. This was another great episode. I got quite a bit out of this one. I loved Peter's response to Josh's question on blogs. I do a daily video vlog, which I currently have no intention of posting anywhere, but I found that talking out aloud about what's going on and being able to look back on it is beneficial. I was just thinking the other day that I was being crazy and thinking it had value. Now I know that this might not be the case. The other thing is relating to meditation apps. I'm a long-time Sam Harris podcast subscriber. I was already using Headspace by the time Sam Harris released his app. I was apprehensive about switching over, but after hearing Peter also use Headspace before, I decided to give it a try.
That's another thing that's annoying. I've still got that subscription.
And then lastly, just a point on mental health. Here in South Africa, men's mental health is something that is not spoken about openly. However, that is gradually changing. It's great to hear people like yourselves talk openly about anxiety. Great job.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. Talking about anxiety, our mate Matt Diavella did a great video all on that on his YouTube channel.
Mm. Should watch it.
I was going to open up this, but I just got this new book that I'm excited about.
Yeah,
I'll keep it to myself. But it's cool. It's I should Amazon
but I'll
Prime.
I'll tell you about it.
No, can I just? I'll tell you about it. Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime has a bunch of good documentaries on there.
Oh,
and
okay.
And so I watched the documentary and then got the book.
Yeah.
But I didn't think of Amazon Prime as having anything good. But their documentaries are great. So
yeah.
Anyway, there's my tip of the week. Have you got a inspirational quote
No, Dylan? That's for Fat Fridays tomorrow.
Okay,
great. He's really just... it's all happening. Tells us when the promise is coming through.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate it. It's a Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys. I've got some silky coconut hair.
Oh.